Fact check, Ocasio-Cortez falsely claims Trump is introducing fascism into the United States. By Hannah Blow on February 6, 2020. Claim, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. DNY, states President Trump is introducing fascism into the United States. Verdict, false. Fascist ideology is hallmarked by the consolidation of dictatorial power and forcible suppression of opposition. Neither of which Trump has pursued, embraced, or looked fondly upon during his 3 years in office. Ocasio-Cortez skipped the State of the Union address on Tuesday evening, opting instead to livestream herself answering questions from users on social media. She was demonstratively bothered by Trump's efforts to push back socialist ideology during the address and accused him of introducing fascism into the country. For a president who seems to care so much about socialism, he really doesn't seem to give a damn about introducing fascism into the United States, she told her audience. Ocasio-Cortez's claim is false, as Trump has consistently rejected fascist ideology and those who embrace it. Racism is evil. And those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs. Including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans, Trump told the nation following the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, in 2017. Additionally, the president has done nothing to stifle the First Amendment, Democrat debate, or dissent, as his fiercest critics claim. Indeed, though, Trump took multiple shots at socialism throughout his State of the Union address, reminding the nation, socialism destroys nations. But always remember, freedom unifies the soul. He also promised to never let socialism destroy American health care. The socialist lawmaker has long maintained that Trump is herding the country into an era of fascism, telling Yahoo News last summer, "Are we headed to fascism? Yes. I don't think there's a question. If you actually take the time to study, and to look at the steps, and to see how government transforms under authoritarian regimes, and look at the political decisions and patterns of this president, the answer is yes," she added. The Senate acquitted Trump on all charges he faced following the House's partisan impeachment of the president, including the abuse of power charge, which Ocasio-Cortez approved alongside her Democrat colleagues, on Wednesday.